This is Manchester Voices, a podcast run by students at the University of Manchester.
Hi everyone, welcome to our new podcast, and today's topic is loneliness. I'm Mansi Gupta. I am a second year student studying business management at University of Manchester. And the fun fact about Manchester I've got for you is that Manchester was actually founded in 79 AD, which is quite old.
Hello Mansi, I'm Dorsa. I'm a third year biotechnology student, and my fun fact of the episode is that Manchester is the number one university in the UK and Europe for sustainability.
Hi, I'm Tom, a second year history and French student. And my fun fact about Manchester is that the car company Rolls-Royce was founded here in 1904 in the Midland Hotel when Mr. Rolls and Mr. Royce met up and agreed to found a company.
That's so interesting. All right, perfect. So I think let's just dive in with the first question, which is it even possible to feel lonely while at university? Because there are so many people around, especially in University of Manchester, there are probably 40,000 students here.
Yeah.
How could you possibly feel lonely?
Yes, it is possible to feel lonely. Sure answer.
Yeah, I think it's possible to feel lonely wherever you are. You know, it's not a matter of who's around you. It's a matter of how you feel, you know, personally. And yeah, I think, you know, everybody experiences loneliness at different times.
And I think it's important to distinguish between feeling alone versus lonely. Like, alone, I think, is more like you have no one around you. But loneliness, you can feel it even though you might be in the room with, like, 10 other people.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you think it's possible?
I think, like you mentioned, loneliness is not really related to the number of people. Instead, with the people that maybe you feel more energized with, or you feel like they're on the same frequency as you.
And I think, you know, coming into university, like, even though, you know, you just have this image of meeting loads of people, making new friends, like, doing new things, in reality, you're coming in with not knowing anybody, you know, for the majority of people coming to university. So even though there's people all around you, it's a matter of you don't really know anyone, you don't have a connection with anyone, like, where you can let loose. You know, that's the opposite of loneliness, is when you're with your friends and you can just be yourself and speak how you want. But, like, coming into a new environment, everybody's a new person to you. You can't, you know, you don't feel like that for a while. And it takes a while to build a connection with new friends. So I think, especially joining university, loneliness is definitely a common feeling.
Yeah, and I think adding to the building the connection point, when you're in school, you make friends because you're doing similar things. You always see them.
Same table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once you, I think expectations before coming here are as well, oh my God, in the first month, I will at least have one friend. But the thing is, even if you do have friends, it's not necessarily that you will have that connection that you have with the friends back home. So you still might feel different. You still might feel lonely, even though you've made good friends, so to say. But it still takes time for you to build that connection wherein you don't feel lonely at times. And I think at uni, it's just not possible to always feel like you've got someone with you. There are ups and downs, and there are definitely moments where you will feel lonely. So the best way probably is to learn how to deal with it and how to be with yourself.
Yeah, and I think adding on to that, I think you will make at least one friend when you first come to uni, but I think you will make many friends. I just think that they won't be quality friends or friends that you're going to keep around for very long. They might be friends that, you know, you have fun and freshers with, you go out with when you're coming to Manchester, explore the city, but once, you know, the course starts, once, like, life and university really get hard, you're not really going to make much time for each other. And that's okay. You're going to change friend groups and, like, the people you surround yourself with a lot throughout university. And I think in between those, you'll feel quite lonely. And even within those, you'll feel quite lonely. It just matters that you surround yourself with the people that, like Tom said, you can be yourself with.
Yeah, I think quality is such an important point that you did cover. All right, I think let's move on to the next question, which is, how do you help yourself when you're feeling lonely? And have you got better at this now that I think we've crossed our first year, all of us? What do you guys think?
I mean, one of the best ways is obviously, you know, you can build a connection with people in Manchester, but you know, to always feel like there's somebody you can talk to over the phone, is keep connections with people from home, like that you really like, you know, your best friends from home, even if you live in the other side of the world, keep that connection, because it's always important to have somebody, even if you're not spoken to them for a few weeks, even months, somebody that you can open yourself up to. It's always important to try and keep those connections when they are, you know, when you do have them. Because, you know, as we said, at uni it's sort of easy to meet people and go out with them and, you know, be friends with them. But there's a difference between, you know, being friends with someone and then really having a close connection with someone. So keep a hold of the connections you have. That's important.
Yeah. What about you, Darsa?
I think I agree with everything you just said. I think it's really important to keep people from back home in the loop. Like, don't let go of them. A lot of people make the mistake of, you know, not calling their family enough, not texting their friends enough, losing touch with old friends from school who maybe they weren't like incredibly close friends with, but they were good friends. They would hang out at, you know, recess and lunch sometimes. I think you shouldn't lose those connections. It's okay if you do. It's only human. Like, naturally you will lose touch with a lot of people, but do your best not to. And it can be overwhelming sending a text, but at the end of the day, it's just a text.
Yeah, that sounds, that's yeah. True. Also, another huge thing that's going to change once you come to university is your definition of being an introvert and extrovert. Because you assume that being an extrovert is that you always have so many friends, you always go out, you're always out there. And an introverted person is who's always sitting in your room and doing nothing. But once you're in uni, your life and your patterns change so much that you're like, wait, I don't know if I really fit in this box anymore. As an introvert, now how I define it is that you just gain energy when you're around people, or you lose energy. It's just the basic definition. I don't think it has got much to do with how much you want to go out. So there are so many introverts who are so good with socializing as well. But if you've already been in a box of being an introvert or extrovert in school, don't feel like you have to fit in that box once you're in university as well. If you want to explore more, explore as much as you can.
I think you're right. Like, you definitely are not the same person. Like, I'm nowhere near the person that I was when I left school. I'm so different. I used to be an introvert, but I'm such a social butterfly right now. I'm such an extrovert. I love being around people. And it's crazy. Like, no one from school would recognize me as that person. I was, like, a bit of a loner. Like, I had friends, but I never really liked to, like, talk to people. I kind of, like, I don't know. I always shied away from talking to people and just socializing and social events. But I completely changed. And you're right. It is the new environment. Like, coming to university, you're kind of forced to go out your comfort zone. You're kind of forced to confront, like, a new environment, new groups, new people. And when you do different things, like, you do content, you do societies, you do, like, you live in a flat with 10 people. Like, you have to change and adapt, and you fundamentally change in the way you socialize with people.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, important that to an extent that you put yourself out there and, like, are willing to socialize with people. But on the other hand, you know, you should always know yourself. You know, coming to university, living independently, it's about finding out about yourself and, like, knowing when, oh, do you know what, I'd rather just sit and watch Netflix than go to the pub or something like that. You know, to know when you're more comfortable being on your own. I think it's, you know, important at uni you become comfortable in your with your own company.
Definitely.
Because, you know, you've got to, like, because, you know, the difference from coming to school to university is at school you see the same people every day, you sit next to them, you have to sit next to them 5-6 hours a day. You know, of course you're going to be make friends and speak to people. At university you see people here and there. Like, my best friends at university, I see them once a week, once every couple of weeks, you know. It's nowhere near as much as school. So you need to feel comfortable with on your own. And, yeah, I feel like you can try and find activities to do on your own as well is a good way to combat loneliness. Because then you know that even when you're on your own, you can have fun. You can have a good time. Personally, like, last year, first semester, I was a bit like, oh, well, I don't feel that close with anyone. I'm not going out as much as, like, I felt like I was at school with my friends. And then I brought my bike over from home to here, and I just started going on bike rides on my own, exploring Manchester, and all of a sudden I was like, oh wow, I've just got this time to myself, get to know the city, and it's not lonely because I'm finding new places. So it's like finding activities you can do on your own.
Yeah, I love that for you. But also, I think any activity that you can do with others, unless they definitely involve like socializing, I think you can do alone as well. Like, you can go to the concert alone. You can go to like the mall alone. You can go to the cinema alone. I don't think there's anything besides like, I don't know, like what can't you
like
do?
Playing
alone?
Tennis.
Yeah, you can't like, play tennis alone. You can't do like.
You can find a wall.
Wouldn't that be squash?
No, the tennis came from my heart because right now I want to play tennis, but I can't find anyone to play tennis with.
I'll play with you if I suck.
Done. I'll text you after this.
And it's that easy getting people to do things with you.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, like, you could just go to the park with a tennis racket. Like, I've done that with a football. I've just gone on my own. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll just play at flat fields, kick it against the, like, the, you know, the wall. And then just some random kids, local kids, come and like, oh, do you want to play? And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Come along and I'll just start playing with them, you know.
Do you also live in Fallowfield?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I bought like a basketball day before yesterday on a whim because I was like, there's a basketball court in Platfields.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just go there and play.
Yeah. And did you start playing with people?
With people, I wasn't sure because when I went, there was no one there.
Yeah.
But I have seen, yesterday only I went, there are kids that are playing. There's a skateboard rig, if that's what you call it, over there. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Another thing that you said about learning to enjoy your own company, I don't think you have a choice in university. I think that's something you have to learn. If you don't already know it, I think the universe will put you in situations where you will have to learn it. So it's always better that you start preparing yourself for that alone time as well. And if you are now about to come to university, it's also a good thing that you start doing things alone in your own city as well. For example, start going to cafes alone, start going to restaurants and everything. And I mean, I have been, so in terms of being able to go to restaurants alone, I think I'm the king of that because I prefer to do things alone in almost everything. If I want to go somewhere, it's not only that I don't have anyone to call, it's just that I would still prefer because I feel like there's a lot of peace in that.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. If right now I want to have food, I'm going to go have food. If I
there's
don't
no
want to go to...
social pressure.
Exactly.
If you want more fries, you can just order more fries.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's definitely a pro of that. But I think I've seen both the sides. When I came in the first time, I think the biggest mistake I made in my first year was staying in my room. So even if I did not want to socialize, that was fine. I think I still should have just gone out of my room. Because staying in your room becomes depressing after a day. How many days will you just stay in your room? And then you start overthinking. You're like, I don't like it here and I want to go back home. But I think even if you don't want to meet someone or socialize, just go for a walk instead of sitting in your room and probably watching Netflix and binge eating.
No, I think what you said about, you know, stay in your room, it's definitely like you can build up barriers yourself and start overthinking things. So I think for people coming to uni or people who are at uni now, it's important, you know, if you're feeling a little bit lonely or like a bit out of place in your own home, like, sit in the kitchen or in your living room or whatever, you know, communal area you have in your flat or house, and just, even if nobody's there, just sit around. People will come and you just have a chat, and just having a brief 5-minute chat while somebody's making their breakfast can make you feel so much more comfortable, like, in your own home, which is important because, you know, it's a home away from home when you're at university.
It is. I think the way that I made friends with my flatmates in my first year with like 9 strangers, I accidentally like used the wrong voltage like hair dryer in my room, and the power cut from my room, so I was forced to like live in like the flat lounge. So as my flatmates would come in, they'd be like, why are you here? And I'd tell them my situation. They just sit down, talk, and then from that moment we all just kind of like started gathering in the lounge like every single day just to talk. So I think if you sit there, if you make the first move, you'll make some good friends in your flat. And adding on to what you said about barriers and what you said about change will happen, like you are forced to, you know, become like a bit more social. I think you're right. The only thing is, you might resist it. I think no matter what happens, you will have to adapt. Like, that's how evolution,
yeah,
adaptation works. Like, you're put in a situation where you have to adapt. You will adapt. You can resist it. But like you said, you shouldn't put those barriers yourself. You have to dismantle, like, whatever idea you have about yourself that you can't socialize, or whatever idea you have about other people or other social activities, and just give in to the change.
Yeah. Do you guys have any tips for learning to enjoy your own company, or how have you individually started that journey?
I think it's about finding an activity to do, you know, like, that could be anything, because, you know, just it can get a bit boring sitting on your own, like, but yeah, you need to find something to really take your attention, like, you know, a sport, or watching a film, reading a book, or going for food, you know, and then you can make it more exciting for yourself. You think, oh, I'm just going to a cafe, trying some new food, whatever, do I really want to go on my own? But then you can make it a bit more interesting. You could be like, no, I'm going to find, where does the best falafel in Manchester? And you go on a search, and you're like, right, today I'm going to go try this. Maybe I'll write a review. You know, if you really, you know, find something, like, make it interesting for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, make yourself a good friend to be around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Treat yourself like a friend, for sure. Yeah. Self like a friend, for sure. Yeah.
Definitely. Also, in terms of, for example, a lot of people think that if I want to go, let's say, to a cafe, like you said, or a restaurant, how do I go alone? One thing that I've realized is, if you are maybe thinking, the biggest reason in people's mind is that other people are going to judge that, why am I here alone? But a lot of the times that comes from when you are also judging the other person for being, like, let's say if you go to a restaurant and you see someone sitting alone, if in your head you're thinking, oh my God, why is this person sitting alone? Does he or she not have friends? Then there's a high chance.
That's so brutal.
Yeah, people literally think like that. There's a high chance that the next time you want to go alone, you would just judge yourself with the same standard. So maybe when you see someone else sitting alone, think that, oh my God, that's so amazing, they're able to do it. And the next time you go, you'd be like, I'm so grateful being able to go out alone as well.
Definitely, yeah. I think also romanticizing whatever you do. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm just a girl in the world.
We would play Taylor Swift. I can tell you for sure. We would play Taylor Swift to romanticize it.
Yeah, like put like a little life soundtrack in the background, like a Taylor Swift song in the background. I'm that girl. I'm getting a coffee. I'm going on my hot girl walk, you know. Just like romanticize your life. Like make everything that you do that much more exciting. But by just like making it, like hyping it up. Making it up to be like something really special.
Make yourself the main character.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you're going for a walk, in your head you'd be like, I'm doing it for the plot. Maybe something will happen when I'm on the walk, mm-hmm, which would be great. So mm-hmm, that could be a great way as well. Have you gotten better in feeling lonely? How do
you I'm an expert at feeling lonely. I actually am pursuing a degree in loneliness.
have you gotten better in dealing with loneliness?
I think so, because I think, you know, this year compared to last year, I've been a bit more willing to be like, I need to like spend less time in my room.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's the answer to all our problems.
You know, eat downstairs, whatever, not go up to my room. But also, I think I've become a bit more sure of like, I need to reach out, like the people I want to spend time with, I need to reach out to them, just arrange a time, like. You know, being the one to be like, we're meeting here, we're meeting then, come. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, and just being a bit more like assertive with yourself, because time goes quickly at uni, and all of a sudden you realise, oh my God, it's been months and I've only done two things with friends, and like, there's so much I wanted to do. So being a bit proactive, that's how I've improved, I think, in second year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a good one. I think I didn't really have to deal with loneliness until this year. I think in my first year, of course, the transition to university life was difficult, but because I made friends with my flatmates so quickly, and also my course friends, I made really good friends with my course friends, it was quite easy to transition. I didn't feel that lonely. But this year, all my course friends went on placement year, and they left me behind, but they're doing amazing things, so I'm proud of them. But it was a really big like change. All of my friends had suddenly like just gone, and I was here, and I had to like do something about it. I could just like spend the rest of the year by myself and like mope about it, or I could, you know, deal with it, or I could make new friends. And I kind of did like something in between the last two. I kind of like dealt with it and also made new friends. I think learning to enjoy my own company in like lectures, in the library, just making good use of the silence in the library. You just have to like accept it. I think you have to accept it. You have to realize that it's just life. Life comes with loneliness sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's also a perfect example of if you're in uni, the world will put you in situations where you have to learn how to enjoy your own company.
Yeah.
If not in first year, then in second year, it is going to happen.
Yeah. And if not in your final year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad you went through that experience.
Yeah. I love it. Like right now, I don't really socialize with people much unless I go to work or if I'm going to class or if like once in a while, one of my good friends and I remember to like see each other.
Yeah.
But I don't really feel it because I'm so content with like my own presence and my own company. And I do like make good use of the phone. You know, the phone, you can call people, you can catch up with people with a FaceTime or like a WhatsApp call. I don't really feel the loneliness that much because, you know, I just grew into it.
I think for me, it's been a very up and down journey, and I'm still trying to figure out. For me, it happened in the opposite way. Like, I've been an introvert, and I also enjoy my company a lot. So when I just came in, I used to just spend most of my time alone. And I think after a while, I started to feel like you're supposed to have friends in uni. Like a lot of people would say, oh, are you going out? But I wasn't. And I was happy with that. But still, if you hear someone say so many times that you're supposed to have friends in uni, I just assumed I'm doing something wrong by not having friends in uni. So then I completely, I started working on changing my mindset altogether that, okay, this is what I'm supposed to have. So I started to, let's say, look for friendships or chase friendships, so as to say, and that did not end well.
Yeah.
Because that just ended with me feeling a bit low. Also, you know, if you lower your standards for friendships, you're going to have low level experiences as well with them. So then I went again back to the journey of just enjoying my time, which was absolutely amazing. But then again, I think it keeps changing with time. You have different phases. For example, right now, let's say I'm now again in the phase where I'm like, okay, maybe I do need at least one good friend who I feel like I could enjoy with. And in fact, day before yesterday itself, I was in my room the whole day, made that mistake again. And then I've been feeling recently a bit lonely. But I think it's again a journey. It's also a push from the universe that you need to go out and find that one person that you can enjoy with, have a connection with. And right now I'm in a new phase of my life, even if it's my second year, but it's still a new phase for me. So yeah, I would say it's a journey.
I agree. It's definitely a phase. Like, even if it's not, like, internal, sometimes it's Easter break, everyone's gone home, you're going to be lonely. Or, like, it's exam time, nobody can hang out with you. It comes and goes in waves, as the song goes.
Yeah. I think when you do have a friendship with someone, it's important that you let them know how you feel about them.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. You let someone know, you're my friend, like, you know. No, say it a bit better. Don't be weird about it, but be like, you know, I like spending time with you. Well, I'm being really clunky with it now, but you know, be natural. But like, you know, saying how that, like, you appreciate someone's friendship, it doesn't only just let them know. It like it builds up a stronger connection because then you both know that you do actually enjoy each other's time, enjoy spending time with each other, and so that's important. Like, actually just saying to people, you know, about you, I'm comfortable with you, whatever, I would like playing football with you, I like going to the cinema with you, we should do it more, you know.
I definitely
being
agree.
Open
yeah
is an important way to like combat loneliness, because being like that, people will respond to you in the same way. They'll be open. If you say to someone, oh, you're a really good friend, chances are they're gonna say, oh, you're a great friend too. And then you know it's just that you feel connected and you feel better about yourself. You know that you're not alone.
Yeah, that's really important, actually. Letting people know how you feel about them and that you do enjoy spending time with them. That's such a good point. One other thing to say about loneliness is some people will sacrifice their mental health and just their peace of mind by being with bad friends or being around people who bring them down just so that they're not lonely. But I don't think they fail to realize, I think they fail to realize that loneliness can be so much better than being around people who aren't good for you.
Yeah.
I think loneliness is made up to be like a really horrible thing that you have to avoid at all costs, but it's just a part of life, and it's definitely better than being around horrible people.
Absolutely.
That's something you learn at uni. Like, yeah. Don't just like grasp for straws and like whatever remnants there are of a friendship just so that you don't have friends. Yeah. So that you don't not have friends. It's better to have no friends.
That's why it's important to feel comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's far better to be with yourself than with people you know you're not that comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't like what you're doing, like what you're saying, because you become a reflection of the people you surround yourself with as well. So
yeah. And even if it's not like a friend who's like a bad friend, even if it's just a friend you don't click with, like it's gonna take more energy forcing the friendship than just like letting go and enjoying your own company.
I think also you've given the perfect transition for the next question, which was, is loneliness always bad?
No.
Sometimes it's better to let go and be by yourself.
Solitude.
Solitude.
There's books written about solitude. Romanticize it.
Yeah, I read this word when I was studying for my English exam, and it stuck with me. So I just use it randomly whenever I get the chance to. How would both of you define loneliness for you? Because I think it's different for everyone, and we should definitely not stick to anyone else's loneliness definition. Otherwise, like you said, Dorsa will end up with bad friends just to fill up that gap.
Yeah.
How would you define it?
Pulls up Oxford Dictionary.
No, I mean, I feel like it has negative connotations for sure. And, you know, as you said at the start, there's a difference between being alone and then being lonely. Like, being lonely is the feeling of not having anyone to talk to. So I guess in that way, then, is it difficult to see it in a positive light? But as we've been discussing, being alone definitely isn't a bad thing. And so, yeah, in that way, loneliness isn't always bad. You know, and being alone and being comfortable with yourself, or at least being able to let go of connections you don't need and say, you know, I'm happier on my own, it opens you up to new experiences and like pathways that you actually will want to go down, rather than, as you've said, you know, burdening yourself with friendships that aren't actually important to you.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I think you should think, this person in 5 years' time, would I want to speak to them?
Yeah.
Would I want them to come to my house? Well, then you'll know whether you actually value that friendship or not.
Yeah. I think it's also a skill or a habit that you have to develop. I don't think it ever ends. You know, that sometimes I wonder, how could I know everything about life at 18 and now I don't? Because now I've been put in such different situations. It's easier to think for me when I'm sitting home in my comfort that, yeah, I figured it out. I know what to do. But once you're in new situations, you don't. And maybe by the end of third year, I'll be like, okay, I know how to deal with loneliness now. But right after that, I will actually be in a whole new circumstance. Mm-hmm. I'll be working. So now I will have to find, let's say, my kind of people again in a new setting, in, let's say, maybe a new city. So I don't think it ever ends. You just have to keep practicing it. If you keep practicing doing things on your own, after a while, you will start enjoying it and you will get comfortable with that as well.
I think to an extent, it's a good thing, but also, of course, it can be a bad thing. I think if you get too comfortable with loneliness, then you fail to fulfill social connection, which is a really important part of being alive, in my opinion. Like, your relationships with other people really define a large aspect of your life. And if you're just really too content with being lonely, that you just want to be alone and abandon your relationships with others, I think you'd be missing out on a lot in life.
It should lead to isolation as well. That is where it probably goes down. Which also brings us to the question, how would you say is the best a way to find like-minded people and connect with other people, or find the people you can really, your frequency matches with? And is it even possible to find it in uni?
I think it's a work in progress. I think you shouldn't have like a checkbox for your friends. I think when people come and you click with them, they may have like a flaw or two that doesn't really resonate with you, but because, you know, they're your friend, you love them, you will learn to like accept their little flaws or quirks that kind of annoy you, or you might resolve them through communication. I think, yeah, it's a work in progress. It might not happen immediately. It might happen immediately, but I think you continually find your people throughout life. And when one of them leaves your life, you will eventually replace them. Like, someone else will come and take their place. And going back to something you said earlier about, will you want to see this person in 5 years? I think it's okay to have friends that you're only friends with for a few months or like a couple of years. Like, as long as they fulfill something that you needed in one part of your life, I think they were a worthy friend.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Completely. I guess that's, because at university, yeah, when you do want to meet people, socialize, yeah, sometimes having a strong connection with someone isn't that important. I guess that's more the sort of people that like your best friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I get what you mean. So like, you know, making acquaintances with people. And I think one of the best ways to connect with people is like, not by like seeking out people, but by seeking out your interests.
Mm-hmm.
And then by doing that, you'll meet like-minded people. Like, you know, I enjoy playing football, so I joined a five-a-side team last year. And then obviously I've met, you know, a lot of other guys who like playing football, so I was friends with them. Or, you know, you could do that with any sport. Because the thing is, the university has so many opportunities for like any interest you have. There will be some way you can follow that.
With a university like this, so huge, so many different things to do, like so many competitions, societies. Like, we have over 400 societies. You're going to find one person, or at least two people, that you're going to connect with.
There's always something going on in University of Manchester.
Too much going on. I'm never in the loop with anything anymore.
No, but I think the biggest learning in terms of people, and which I'm still learning, is that friendships can't be similar to school in the sense that, oh yeah, I like you, so I'm friends with you. It has become more of a give and take sort of friendship. Like, you have to have, even though people say that, oh yeah, with friends, there should be that connection. But I think in uni, since it's also just for a season most of the times, you have to find something that you can receive and then also give to that person. Which sometimes might make you feel like, am I being too selfish with a friend? But I don't know if that's how friendships in uni work. What would you guys say?
I think you're right. Like, it's very different. When you grow up and you become an adult, you're going to have adult relationships. Yeah. And then in an adult friendship, it's a lot more difficult than school friendships. You can't just see each other every day and, you know, be chill with each other. You have to put in the effort. You have to show each other that you care. You have to communicate whatever is going on between you guys. You have to make an effort to resolve and make good on your promises. You know, like, it's a lot more effort. It's a lot more difficulty, but that's what makes them a lot more worth it. Cause you know, when you put that much effort in for a person and they give it back, that's a special person. That's someone who's really important to you in your life.
Yeah.
And I think one of the big differences between like school friend and like, you know, when you're an adult, is that as a school friend, like, you know, you're just best friends, you do everything together. But then as an adult, you make connections like through different, like, you know, thing, interest, and that is what like builds that friendship. So, you know, it's important to realize that all your friends aren't the same. They don't have all the same interests as you. It's about like, you know, like knowing what you like to do with certain people. Like, you know, I have a friend who would like to go watch football at the pub, but he doesn't like playing it. So it's like, you know, there's two different friendship groups based on that.
Yeah.
You know, there's different things like that that happen at uni. And yeah, it's like sort of accepting that you're not going to have one just group of friends who do everything together. That's really hard to find. You're lucky if you do, but you know, you're also lucky to find people who share any interest with you and have a connection with them. So,
yeah, I think in uni you have lots of different friends for different reasons. You have your main group of friends or your main friend who you are most like emotionally connected with, and you can go to them when you have issues. I think that's what I define as my main friend. And then you have like your going out with friends, you have your exploring with friends, you have your coffee friends, you have your like, let's go to the library and let's work on this coursework together friends. You know, you have different people who fulfill different needs that you have. And it's okay to find a lot of people to fulfill different things rather than one person that fulfills everything, because that's kind of not realistic.
Yeah, and I think that's also something that you can only realize once you're in uni.
Yeah.
And not every person can fill all of your buckets as well.
Yeah.
And how do you work with that? What if there are some check boxes, like you said,
mm-hmm.
no one is able to fill, then
yeah.
how do you, let's say, do it for yourself? Or mm-hmm. if you want to find someone for traveling, but you're not able to, now you have to learn, how do I do it alone? Or what's the best way to do it? And I think there's no way to really know it until you experience it. So you have to definitely go through that to just be able to learn it, no matter how many podcasts you watch and advice you gain. Until you go through that experience, nothing, you won't really learn what it is about.
I think also something you said just now, I wanted to add on. You can always find people to do things with you as well. It doesn't have to be like friends. It can be like, for example, the International Society. If you want to go traveling, you can go traveling with the International Society. Or if you want to do a very specific activity, societies are good for that. But you don't have to form friendships or connections. They can just be people that are there and that you do things with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, like, adding to that, it's important that you feel comfortable going to things alone in the first place, because then once you're there, once you're following an interest, or let's say you want to go traveling, that's your interest, nobody's really bothered who I've met at uni so far. If you just go, once you're in the process of doing it, all the people who are also in that same process, you'll meet and you'll find connections there. That's what it's like, being comfortable by yourself, in like being comfortable to go to things alone, try new things alone, then you will meet new people once you're doing it. It's about getting over that first hurdle. It's often the hardest part, but that's, why we said, doing things alone, just getting used to trying new things, being comfortable in your own skin, and not being too self-conscious.
Yeah. You can't be self-conscious. I think some of the best experiences I've had are things that I've done alone, because nobody else wanted to do it with me, or just because I didn't ask. I wanted to go alone.
Yeah. I think the best part of University of Manchester is the number of people as well that mm-hmm. you can just find.
40,000 students.
That's crazy.
That is so many people.
Yeah.
You couldn't even meet them all if you wanted to.
No, it's not possible.
I think let's wrap it up there. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to our podcast. And I hope our experiences can add something to you. And as and when you go through the experiences, feel free to share it with us. And University of Manchester has a lot of help available to if you are feeling lonely and if you need someone to talk to. And if you have any other questions, you can drop it on as a comment on our TikTok or YouTube videos, and we will answer that for you in the next podcast. We've also got a new story for you, which is Manchester City Council has approved proposals for a £7.6 million transformation of the Grade 1 listed John Rowland's research institution and library in Deansgate. The library is a cultural institution linked with the university and a famous Instagrammable spot. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in the next podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you've got a topic you want us to discuss, drop us a message on Instagram at @officialUOM and mention Manchester Voices. Our jingle was created by student Maisie Ilul.